What is the basic objection of Richard Dawkins to the cosmological argument? When you read Richard Dawkins' book, The God Delusion, you discover that his response to the traditional cosmological argument for God's existence is remarkably weak. The cosmological argument, for those who are not familiar with it, is an argument for a first cause or sufficient reason for the existence or origin of the universe. And Dawkins doesn't even deal with the most popular form of this argument, the so-called argument from contingency, that is to say, the argument that holds that a contingent entity like the universe doesn't have to exist and therefore must have a ground of being in some sort of transcendent, metaphysically necessary reality. Dawkins isn't even cognizant of this version of the cosmological argument, which is remarkable because this is the most influential form of the argument, both historically and today. He does deal with a slightly different version of the argument, which is the argument that the origin of the universe at some point in the finite past must have a cause, something that brought the universe into existence. And this form of the argument is able to show, I think, if successful, that there must exist an absolutely first, uncaused, beginningless, timeless, spaceless, immaterial, personal creator of the universe of enormous power. Now, what does Dawkins object to this argument? Well, all he says is that this cause of the universe hasn't also been shown to have certain properties like answering prayers, having concern for human beings, being morally good, and so on and so forth. To which the proponent of the cosmological argument will simply say, well, so what? The argument wasn't intended to prove those things. It would be a really bizarre form of atheism, I think. In fact, an atheism not worth the name, which admitted that there exists a first, beginningless, uncaused, transcendent, timeless, spaceless, immaterial, personal creator of the universe who may also have these other properties as well, like being good, listening to prayers, and attending to human affairs. So Dawkins has really done nothing to undermine the cosmological argument. He merely complains that it doesn't have a full theological concept of God as a conclusion, to which the proponent of the cosmological argument will happily agree, but say that nevertheless it shows that there is such a being in existence, and he may also have those other properties as well.